Welcome to the Let's Be Friends podcast. I'm your host, Jocelyn Abrams. Over the next half an hour or so, we're going to talk about everything under the LGBTQ umbrella. So make yourself some coffee, pull up a chair, grab a seat, and let's be friends. Welcome, everyone, to Let's Be Friends podcast. I'm your host, as always, Jocelyn Abrams. Today is March 19th, meaning tomorrow is the first day of spring. I know that it doesn't seem like much, but it is. It's a lot when you think about it, because it signifies the beginning of spring, the new birth, the beginning of life. It's another portion of the life cycle. And that brings me to the topic of today, which is the beginning, the rebirth. Part of that rebirth is the joy that we feel with the heat. The heat's coming back. Obviously, spring leads to summer, and there's so many things that can be done and are done in summer. But there's also a lot that spring brings. Spring brings the rain. Spring brings flowers. Spring brings hope. It brings encouragement to a lot of people, myself included. Of course, it also brings grass, and grass needs to be mowed, and I really need to charge the lawnmower because I do have an electric lawnmower, and It runs off of batteries, and I need to recharge those batteries and become a slave to the yard again. But, you know, I'm looking at it as a positive light. I am able to mow the yard. With the return of spring, we're seeing a return of sports. And we have discussed sports so many times on the show, both transgender athletes being involved in sports, those of us who identify as gay, lesbian, bi, trans, whatever, in schools and involved in sports, or rejected from sports because of our sexual identity. But I want to discuss briefly how one organization that I've come to learn about here in Roanoke is embracing and perhaps, God only willing, changing the way people view those of us within the gay community being involved in sports and being athletes. And I'm talking about the Blue Ridge Pride Sports. And so many people, I'm sure, have never heard of it. What are you talking about? Blue Ridge Pride Sports. Look them up on Facebook when you get a chance. But they're going to be holding tryouts soon for the start of their softball season. And one of the things that really drew me to this organization, obviously the word pride in their name, signified to me that they are encouraging athletes to join, of course, who are openly and fully embracing of the LGBTQ lifestyle. Those of us who have, for lack of a more inclusive word, gay pride, we are showing that not only can we be gay, but we can also enjoy and play sports. Now, if you think back 30, 40, 50, 60 years, you remember the stereotypes of those of us who were gay and trying to look at sports as unavailable, unattainable. You can't be gay and play sports. It wasn't heard of. You could be gay, you could play sports, but you couldn't be gay and play sports openly. Now, I have seen more athletes in the past decade that were playing sports coming out as being gay, bi, lesbian, whatever have you, asexual, and their acceptance within their chosen profession. But we have a very long way to go, as I'm sure anyone can see. And so far, I see Blue Ridge Pride Sports as being the sports club embracing and perpetuating the fact that we can be in the rainbow community. We can share a love of sports, but most importantly, we can also share some camaraderie, some appreciation of being a part of a larger community, such as the community of sports, the community that we already have within our rainbow selves, our rainbow community. Let's bring that to sports. Let's envelop that sense of camaraderie, brotherhood, sisterhood, personhood. Let's make everything inclusive. Let's show our love to everyone within those two communities as one. That's my little rant, and at the same time, my rave about Blue Ridge Pride Sports. Please look them up on Facebook, Blue Ridge Pride Sports, and maybe you can join if you're in Roanoke, or at least try out for the sports club that loves all of us the same, regardless of our sexual orientation, who we love, how we love, and where we love. And maybe you can join the community of those within the Pride community, the Rainbow community, and do something you love as well. Obviously, I haven't looked at the rest of the United States and seen where there might be other sports clubs, much like Blue Ridge Pride Sports. But if you live in a place where there is not a sports club catering to those within our community, by all means, start your own. Who's stopping you? What is preventing you from expressing to others your love of sports, their love of sports, when they thought that they couldn't play them because of their sexual orientation? Let's change that stereotype of being within the LGBTQ community as being feminine or masculine or non-binary, and not being able to play sports as competitively or for an organization such as that, when that's not true at all. We can play, we can express our love of sports and have fun doing it all at the same time, and show that maybe we're not these stereotypes that are being shown within movies or other media. And we are, in fact, people. And we just want to have fun and experience being a part of something large, being a part of a team. So I'm just going to throw that out there. Just look and see if maybe you can be the one to fill that niche that is available. The biggest takeaway and biggest saying that we always had in the fire service is improvise, adapt, and overcome. And that is exactly what I want to impart to anyone listening. Improvise, adapt, overcome. If you see it and you want to change it, do so. Be the change. Now, as you are listening to this show, you're probably able to figure out that this week did not have a topic. And there's a reason. There's a reason that I do not have a topic for this week. I just drew a blank. I couldn't think of anything other than spring and rebirth to discuss this week. The topic that I originally chosen is because of this, the season of spring, the rebirth, the love, what it feels like for a person to get into a new relationship, whether they are entering a same gender relationship or whether they are transitioning and starting a new relationship with a person of any gender as a transitioning person. And it is something that not only have I experienced, I have experienced being in the beginning stages of my transition and trying to find love, trying to start a relationship with anyone who could see me as the gender with which I was presenting. And I know it is damn near impossible, but those who are able to do it, those who have had success, and those like me personally with Holly, who have found love during a portion of their transition and maintain that same love during their entire transition, is incredibly special, is incredibly impossible to find. And I know impossible isn't the right word because it is entirely possible. It's harder. I'm definitely not going to discount that. It's harder, but it's not impossible. So let me take that back. It is not impossible to find. It is just very difficult to find. But I was presented with that idea by my friend G, who has been on the show a few times. But I reached out to a friend of mine, a friend of ours, who had recently started a relationship. And right now their relationship is so new, so underdeveloped, that it would be premature for them to discuss the details on the air. So I understand their reluctance to do this episode, but I would like to put that out there. In the future, in the near, very near future, I would like to do an episode discussing love, discussing relationships, whether it be a relationship that you are starting or have just recently started with a member of the same gender as yourself, or are transitioning and you are engaging in a relationship with a member of the same or opposite gender as your personal gender identity, by all means, let me know. I would love to have you either on the show or in a voice memo discuss your recent relationship and how, whether it was difficult to start, whether it was very easy to start, whether it was up and down as you encountered those changes within yourself or the other person when it came to gender norms, gender roles, traditionally, quote unquote. So that's something I want to put out there. I would love you to tell me and tell everyone listening about your relationship. And it would make me even happier to get both people in the relationship to discuss their mutual attraction, how they viewed the other person, how they viewed their developing love, and how they were able to embrace it and show that they loved one another regardless of what was expected of them or what was perceived by society. Since we all know that society has their views of those of us within the community. But I would love to just hear how a person and hopefully many people were able to overcome that and advance their relationship. So I'm just going to throw that out there. Keep that in mind. Think about it. Put it in your heart. Email me at lesbiefriendspodcast@gmail.com. Email me. Let me know if you are interested. And maybe we can set up a time to discuss this on the air. Or you can let me know that you would like to submit an email, a memo, a voice clip, whatever method or medium you would prefer, just so I can listen and share that love and joy that you feel every day when you look at your partner. That also brings me to another topic that was brought to me by my friend Trisha. It was brought to me by my friend G. It was brought to me by my friend Marjorie in Northern Virginia. The idea of seeing your children transition, whether they were assigned male at birth or assigned female at birth, if they are transitioning to the other gender, how that made you feel as both a parent and as a person in general. Do you see them as the gender that they are presenting? Do you see the love and happiness on their face? Do you see them being the person that you had always hoped they would be? Do you see that sense of relief in their eyes, in their face, in their body language? I've always wondered, and I had never really thought about asking another parent if they viewed that within their child. I know that as a woman, as someone who was assigned male at birth, that my mother was more upset that I changed my name and felt they lost a sense of identity. Like I was erasing my sense of identity and their attachment to that identity, that I was erasing them. And I wonder, have other parents felt that same sort of way when their children decided to change their names during their transition, if they're even changing their names? But do they feel a sense of loss? Or do they see it as a new beginning blossoming for that person that was previously their child and will always be their child? I don't take that the wrong way if you're listening. They're always going to be a child. They're always going to be your child. But do you see them blossoming with their name change? They're embracing their newer sense of being. I often wonder, and I really should ask my daughter's boyfriend, Oliver, and at the same token, invite his parents to possibly discuss their views when he started his transition. Did they feel a sense of loss for their child who, up until the beginning of the transition, they viewed as their daughter becoming the son that maybe they didn't envision having? Maybe they didn't even want. They already had a son. What was the effect on them when that person began to transition? And I'm going to extend, again, just like I extended the last topic idea to everyone listening, email me, text me, call me, do whatever you prefer. Tell me your story. How did you feel? How did your parents feel? I'm telling you as my listeners how my mother told me that she felt. So hearing from her on this show is impossible, but I can share how she felt because she told me. So if your parents told you and you want to share with me, or share with our audience that's listening, you're more than welcome to. I'm not going to say I only want to hear from parents who have children transitioning. I want to hear from anyone who has that knowledge, that opinion, that experience. Tell me how it makes a person feel, because I am curious. I'm honestly curious as to whether a parent feels a sense of loss. I'm going to extend this to my ex-wife's husband, Angel, as well. How did your family express to you when you started your transition? And I'm also going to take a moment to say we are extremely sorry, and you have our absolute condolences, Angel, on the recent passing of your mother. I just want to say that you have my condolences, Holly's condolences, and I'm sure the condolences of everyone listening to the show on the recent passing of your mother last week. And I just want to say, Tiana, you have my condolences on the loss of your mother-in-law as well. Now, on another note, I would love to continue and make this show a full 30 minutes, but as I've mentioned a few times, I have drawn a complete and total blank as to the topic of this show today. And unfortunately, I still have to edit this, edit it together, and post it so that it's available for you guys to listen to tonight. And at the same time, I have to get ready to go to work, because as much as I would love to enjoy this beautiful Sunday off, I do have to go to work and try and make some money to keep the house afloat. So I'm going to end this show right now. But before doing so, I want you to think about those topic ideas that I mentioned, and also think about Blue Ridge Pride Sports. Being a member of the organization, being a supporter, or even if you're in the Roanoke area, just coming to any of their sporting events, as I'm sure I will as in the moment they announce them, I would like to show my support because, frankly, me playing sports is not going to happen. I'm old, I'm fat, and I'm out of shape. So I probably will not be partaking of any of those sports, but I will show my support to them. So I would also like to say happy birthday on the 17th of March to Angel, who I just talked about briefly, my ex-wife's husband. Happy birthday, William Payne, also another contributor to the show, and you've heard him in the past episodes. His birthday was the 17th as well. And happy birthday, Doug Funk. I'm not going to say how old you are because I have respect for you, but happy birthday to you as well. So happy birthday, everyone, and I will talk to you soon. Just remember, be the change you want to see in the world. Until next time. This has been the Lesby Friends Podcast, and I've been your host, Jocelyn Abrams. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to you listening again on the next show. Remember, email me with your questions, comments, concerns, or stories at lesbyfriendspodcast@gmail.com. And remember, the next story that we may feature on the show could be yours.